She needs a lot more exposure to the great world somehow.
She seemed to be a very quiet, soft-spoken person to be dealing
sweet,
with.
Sweet child. Out of her depth a little bit, I think. Well, people get appointed for race reasons only sometimes these days, or mostly for that reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm very fond of her. As I say, the more I can do to put her in touch with the outside world, the more I want to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go on with things.
All right. We've just taken care of the domestic animals. What about, we've got some farm things, essentially, that you may not know for the next few pages. Noise made by a calf when it's being weaned. The calf began to...
Well, I've heard people say cry.
Fine. And what about a cow at feeding time? The cow would...
Cow moves in this part of the world.
Okay. And what does a horse do?
Knickers, neighs.
Fine. And if you had some hungry horses, mules, and cows, you would say, I've got to go feed the...
Feed the stock.
Okay. And what about birds? If they were hungry, I'm going to go feed the... If you had chickens and turkeys and geese and all those other things.
I think feed is the word commonly used there.
Feed the what?
Oh.
A comprehensive term.
Well, then nobody says fowl. Yeah. What do they say? Chickens, I think, would be the... Even if they included turkeys and guineas, I mean, I'd say that. I've got to go feed the chickens is what they'd say, I believe.
A hen on a nest of eggs is a...
Setting hen.
Okay. And what is that bone in a piece of chicken that children pull?
Never heard pulley bone except in books.
Okay, so you call it a...
It's a wishbone.
All right. And then what about the inside parts of a calf or a chicken that you might eat?
Generally? Generically?
Yes.
Innards.
Mm-hmm. How about the part of a hog that's sometimes eaten, sometimes used for stuffing sausage? Intestine, I think it is.
Yeah. Well, I think you call that simply the gut.
Are you familiar with chitlins, chitterlings?
Oh, when fried, you mean.
Are they fried? I never ate them.
Well, chitlins are fried intestine.
Okay.
There's a similar word that's often used in local French cookery called graton, graton, which is the same thing, just the local, it's the French word for it. But you hear it in English sometimes. The local kind of sausage called andouille is made with innards and tripe.
And while I'm talking about this, is there a term called casso or passo, which is strips of meat?
Tasso.
Casso.
T as in Thomas.
Oh, tasso.
Yeah.
Oh, because we've got it once as a...
No, you just heard it, wrong. Mm. Incidentally, have you ever noticed the term used for black Cajun Creole music called zydeco?
No, I don't know that term.
Well, it's very well known these days among people who are interested in folk music. Mm. And it's always spelled Z-Y-D-E-C-O. Mm. Now, this was because Arhuli Records on the West Coast issued it under that name. They heard these black people from around Lafayette saying, c'est la musique zydeco. Mm-hmm. Now, they heard the tongue flap R as a D, and they heard the A, making an automatic substitution from A to diphthong I, and instead of zydeco, which means string bean music, they heard zydeco, and so spelled it. And it seems to be absolutely, they're stuck with that now. And nationally, you say zydeco music, nobody knows what you mean. You say zydeco, and all the folk music fans know exactly what you're talking about. That's all happened in the last 15 years.
Hmm. Well, it's probably well established now.
Oh,
so
it sure
it wouldn't change. Yeah. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's what time?